Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You really get a sense of where you are in society. And as nuts as I feel, and the last 7+ months, and in general, I feel fucking crazy, but going to that Knicks game, being amongst true blue whack jobs who came and go to Knicks games by themselves, dressed up in full Knicks uniforms. I'm talking about people that are older than me. I was like, I ain't so bad. Things ain't so bad for my mental health, because these people are fucking nuts. And I ain't just talking about men. There was a woman there who was, you fucking suck. Fuck you, Tyrese Halliburton. Boo the rest. And I'm like thinking, lady, none of these people could hear you. We're not on the wood. If you ain't where I was sitting and this lady was screaming, I'm like, no, but I can hear you. Everybody around us can hear you. We don't want to hear you. You're scared. No one's saying, lady, can you calm down? Because people are intimidated. People are frightened. Have No Fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Have No Fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Puff Daddy, you're in a world of shit, Duke. Stay off of Instagram. Stay off of Instagram. Plus, Game 7, I was back in the garden, but the results did not go my way. I share my day back in Madison Square Garden. Plus, the Timberwolves are matching up versus the Mavericks. That's right. I could give a fuck about the Pacers versus the Celtics. And the Butcher of Tehran dies, in a helicopter crash. All that and more in a hard-hitting, very diversified I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud, but most importantly, start this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Biggity boom, have no fear. The Iggy, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. Did I say Gringo Mandingo? Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast, the worldwide phenomenon. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. I know I am. I want to give a shout out to the people that came to see me perform in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was actually Liberty, Ohio. They never tell you that until you get there. They're like, it's actually not Cincinnati, it's Liberty. I'm like, oh, okay, well, you didn't tell me that. But I had a great time, great week of shows, and I get to chill for a little bit. I am happy to be able to chill for a little bit, and then I'll be in Batava, Illinois. I'll be in Batava, Illinois, coming up in June, the 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Comedy Vault in Batava, Illinois, which I guess is about 50 minutes out of Chicago. If you're in Chicago area, come see me, man. Come see me. They're trying to, I'm going to keep it real with you guys on the podcast. They're trying to fuck with me again. These clubs, my name, the name Michael Rapport, it rings bells. It rings bells. So, you know, they're trying to amp up. They're trying to, you know, scare people, scare workers, scare. So far, so good. I don't like canceling shows for these motherfuckers, but the shows as of now are scheduled. They're happening at the Comedy Vault. Come see me live. This is a shame about. Saying it just about me. This ain't just about Jews. This ain't just about Israel. This is about fucking what's right and what's fucking wrong. So I'll be at the Comedy Vault the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Tickets are available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. michaelrapaportkiggedycomedy.com. And so much to discuss on this I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. I don't even know where to start. I'll start by Game 7. My game 7 of the conference finals between the disgusting fucking Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks. Obviously, unless you've been living under a rock or in a cave like Marjorie Taylor Greene, what a fucking beast she is. The New York Knicks lost game 7. They broke down literally and figuratively. They broke down. I mean, there was players that haven't played in so long that I totally forgot about them even being on the roster. But Mitchell Robinson, Josh Hart had an abdominal strain. OG Anunoby, you know, he tried to play. Jalen Brunson broke his fucking hand during the game, and then that was the end of it. And well, it doesn't matter. The Knicks lost. I will say this about the Knicks team. It is such a New York team, and I've talked about this, but the fact that they have Jalen Brunson, whose father played for the New York Knicks, and who's just like so understated and just such a seemingly good guy and a good Nick and a good personality and a great story. They have Dante DiVincenzo, who's a redheaded Italian-American. The Knicks have Dante DiVincenzo. They got Josh Hart. We know about that story. I think he's from Philadelphia, Illadelph. Then they got Josh Hartenstein. Hartenstein, who sounds like he's Jewish, but it turns out he's half black, half white. And then OG Anunoby, who's from London. Just the fabric of that team. And Bogdanovich, just the fabric of that team is so New York. It's a cultural mix. So, yes, they lost. Yes, it sucked. But the Knicks and the New York Knicks fans and New York Knicks basketball is finally, I could finally go into a summer break. I could finally go into a summer truly feeling optimistic about the Knicks going into the next season. But it's just such a mix, a cultural mix. And that is the beauty of New York. New York is a cultural melting pot. And this team is a true cultural melting pot. Listen, I would have so much to say if the Knicks won. They lost. They fucking lost. I got to the Garden. I normally get there an hour before, but I was with a friend. He's his tickets. Okay. Were they on the wood? No. Was I back in the garden? Yeah. And, you know, I was sitting in good seats, getting into the garden. A hero's welcome. The people were excited to see me. I was excited to see the people. There was no political nothing. There was nothing. It was all love. It was all about the fucking Knicks. And the excitement in the garden and the anticipation in the garden and in the energy in the garden, I don't care where you're from, Boston, Chicago, LA, Indiana, Utah. There's nothing like New York Knicks basketball in Madison Square Garden. I will tell you this. So I wasn't in the wood. I was in the, you know, good seats. But for a period of time, I was sitting, you know, a little higher up. I don't want to go into details why, how. I don't want to give any information on why, how I got into the arena, because I will tell you full transparency. When I was leaving, a cop said, "You got in, Rappaport? The facial recognition?" They didn't catch it. I don't know if this fucking guy was serious or not, but I said, no, they didn't catch me. I don't know if it's because I had my baseball hat on or the facial recognition system wasn't working. It was jammed up, but I got in, you fuck. I got in, and I'm going to tell you something, Dolan. Everything's going good for the Knicks. Everything is going good for the Knicks. I truly feel in my heart of hearts, you could bring out Latrell. You got Amari Stoudemire. You had Marcus Camby at the game. Patrick Ewing's been at some playoff games. But until you let Charles Oakley and Michael Rappaport back in the good graces of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks, you're cursed. Ooh, we put a curse on you. I put a spell on you. You fuck you, because you're mine, Dick Stain, James Dolan. But one of the funny things about being at the Garden, sitting amongst the people, is if you ever feel like you're going crazy, and this, you don't have to be a sports fan or a Knicks fan, but if you ever feel like you're going nuts, and you ever feel like you're losing your mind, or maybe you want to kind of gauge where you're at in society, or gauge where your mental health is. People always go, you know, my mental health. If you really want to gauge your mental health, go to Madison Square Garden and sit in the middle level. And it'll be a quick, fast gauge of your mental health. Because as crazy as I think I am, and as crazy as the world, and as crazy as you think I am, when you go to Madison Square Garden and you see adults screaming and yelling, dressed in top to bottom Knicks uniforms, cursing. There's older people around, there's kids around, screaming and yelling in a full Knicks uniform. You really get a sense of where you are in society. And as nuts as I feel, and the last 7+ months, and in general, I feel fucking crazy. But going to that Knicks game, being amongst true blue whack jobs who came and go to Knicks games by themselves, dressed up in full Knicks uniforms. I'm talking about people that are older than me. I was like, I ain't so bad. Things ain't so bad for my mental health because these people are fucking nuts. And I ain't just talking about men. There was a woman there who was, you fucking suck. Fuck you, Tyrese Halliburton. Boo the rest. And I'm like thinking, lady, none of these people could hear you. We're not on the wood. If you ain't where I was sitting and this lady was screaming, I'm like, nobody, I can hear you. Everybody around us can hear you. We don't want to hear you. You're scared. No one's saying, lady, can you calm down? Because people are intimidated. People are frightened. Like, oh, a crazy person is in the garden. There was a guy who had to be in his early 60s, sweatpants, sweatshirt, Knicks shorts over the sweatpants, and a Jalen Brunson jersey over a hooded sweatshirt. Had to be 62, 63 years old, or maybe younger, and just life just has beaten him down. But he's by himself standing the whole time. And I'm like, things ain't that bad for me, Michael Rappaport. I thought I was fucked up, but things ain't that bad for me. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. And I just want to tell you something, Tyrese Halliburton. You fuck. Tyrese Halliburton, I liked you when you were in Sacramento. I enjoyed you during the series. I enjoyed you during the regular season. I think you're a good player. Now you're on that list, homie. You put yourself on that list in the press conference in the series where you did not play that good the entire series. Yes, you played good in game four. Part of the time, you weren't going against Jalen Brunson. We ended the game with not one starter on the court. Yet you, Tyrese Halliburton, you decided to show up at the press conference with a sweatshirt, a hoodie, with Reggie Miller going like this. And then you said it was because your stylist chose it for you. You think we're fucking assholes? You think Knicks fans are... So not only are you being disrespectful, you think that you could pull a fast one on Knicks fans. You must think that we're assholes. Because if you had lost that game, Tyrese Halliburton, you wouldn't have worn that hoodie with Reggie Miller going like this. You didn't wear it into the arena, but you wore it out to the arena. We got you on that list now. Like Santa Claus, we making a list. We're checking it twice. And we know, Tyrese Halliburton, you fuck you. You're not nice. So I don't know what rhymes with Tyrese or Halliburton, but we'll come up with something and be ready by the time you show up in the Garden next season. You fuck you, huh? I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Nonetheless, the fashion statements, no fashion statements, Game 7, the kooks, the creeps, and the crazies at the Garden. The conference finals are set. The Eastern Conference finals are obviously between the Indiana Pacers and the Boston Celtics. Could give two shits. Let them run each other into the ground. And the Western Conference is between the Mavericks and the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves have home court advantage as the 3 seed. The Mavericks are in the Western Conference Finals as the 5 seed. It's going to be great basketball. It's going to be fun. The Mavericks outlasted, no diddy, the Clippers in the first round and toppled the Thunder in a very exciting Game 7. In the second round, the Wolves swept the Suns. Remember that? Remember that? I do. In the first round, and they outlasted the Nuggets in the second round. The run the Wolves put on the Nuggets in the second half of Game 7 was epic and incredible and impressive. A superstar is coming out of the wonderful West. Will it be the Bazooka Luka, or Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards? Anthony Edwards, let's break it down. Kyrie Irving has been on his very best behavior and playing some of the best basketball of his career. The Luka-Kyrie combo has been one of the best backcourts we have ever seen. Yes, I said it. Both have the ability to take over a game at any time and do it in just beautiful, beautiful offensive prowess fashion. The Timberwolves have been focused on size, no diddy, and length, no diddy, to equal strength, especially on defense. I haven't seen a defensive team turn it up like that since the Miami Heatles. LeBron, D-Wade, Chris Bosh, those teams, they fucking put it on you. Defense wins championships. They spent on the three-headed monster, the big men monster, and the defensive player of the year, once again, Rudy Gobert. They traded a lot. Naz Reid, they overpaid, and he rewarded them by becoming the sixth man of the year. Karl Anthony Towns, Big Cat, who is a perfect complement on and off the court with Anthony Edwards. They're fun to watch. They're fun to listen to. Takes all the pressure and the spotlight off of Karl Anthony Towns, who doesn't thrive when he's the number one dude. Gets paid like a number one dude. Their coach, Chris Finch, is doing all his coaching from the back of the bench after he tore a ligament or something. He got ran over by one of his players. Jaden McDaniels is the unsung hero. He's another player who they overpaid for, but has come up big. Listen, they're peaking. They're peaking at the right time. Also, you got to give a shout out to Mike Conley. He played with a strained Achilles, and obviously the Timberwolves are much better with him. The Mavericks, listen, they're peaking too. They have been dangerous, and their trade deadline moves were amazing. They traded for 2 starters, Daniel Gafford, a center. They rescued from the sinking, woeful Washington Wizards, and P.J. Washington came up huge for Dallas against the Thunders. The main reason Dallas has gone so deep, no Bruno, in the playoffs, obviously, is because their defense has become elite also. It's going to be a great series. We got exciting offense. We got tough-minded defense. We got Luka versus Edwards. This is a marquee matchup. Ant-Man said he wants Kyrie. He said he wants that smoke. Irving versus Conley. Obviously, there's going to be switch Gafford versus Gobert. Both of them are banging. Both of them love blocking shots. PJ Washington versus Big Cat Karl Anthony Towns. Bigs who can shoot from deep. No Diddy. And drive. Derek Jones Jr. versus Jaden McDaniels. Two athletic marvels. That matchup, Derek Jones and Jaden McDaniels, is one of them dudes needs to come up bigger. No Bruno. Than the other guy. And the Mavs, the bench, the mob of big men, Derek Lively, Josh Green, Hardaway, Hardy. The Wolves bench is strong too with Naz Reid, who I said is the sixth man of the year, and Alexander Walker and Kyle Anderson. This is going to be a great series. It's going to be a fun series. It's a lot of talent, a lot of stars, a lot of personalities, a lot of likable personalities. Anthony Edwards, is you can't not like him. Luka Doncic, you can't not like him. Kyrie, but beautiful to watch. Fucking Kyrie Irving is beautiful to watch this whole series. But these playoffs, he's been incredible. I got the Timberwolves in six. I have the Minnesota Timberwolves in six. I also think the Timberwolves are winning it all. That's right. Obviously, I got Boston beating Indiana, but I got the Timberwolves, and the Larry O'Brien trophy is making its way for the very first time to Minnesota. And if you are looking to place wagers on these games, and you should, but you should do it the smart way. And I ain't just talking about NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL playoffs, UFC. Sign up with a captain, a community of captains. A community of winners at CaptainPicks.com. Any membership is now 50% off with the promo code 2024. CaptainPicks.com. The 2024 NBA season has been wonderful. It's been wacky. And I cannot wait for a new champion to be crowned. Enjoy these games. It's going to be great fucking basketball. What else is going on? Yo, there was a good fight. I didn't talk about it, but I watched it. I did not talk about it. Saturday night, Tyson Fury duked it out. And I don't know where the fuck they were. Saudi Arabia or something like that? These people are crazy. They go over to Saudi Arabia for anything. But Saudi Arabia, Tyson Fury had an Usyk from the Ukraine. And they duked it out for 12 rounds. And Usyk won. It was a close fight. He fucked up Tyson Fury at one point. But Tyson Fury is a great fighter. He's a resilient fighter. He is resilient as fuck. And, you know, they gave the decision to Usyk. And I thought he should have gotten the decision. I thought Tyson Fury lost. Obviously, it was a close fight. But it was a fun fight. And if you get a chance to watch it, I don't know how you watch it. You rewatch it on ESPN or whatever. It's worth watching. It was a very, very fun, entertaining heavyweight fight. And the next big fight with a prominent heavyweight is Iron Mike Tyson versus Clown Show Jake Paul. Jake Paul... This fucking guy, I'm praying. I'm hoping that Iron Mike fucks up Jake Paul. And they started their press tour, their pre-fight press tour. The fight is July 20th. It's in Dallas at Jerry's World, I believe. It's going to be, you know, a spectacle. It's going to be a fucking spectacle. It's going to be a fun spectacle. And, you know... They did some press last week, and I got to tell you, the first press conference, Mike Tyson was like the Mike Tyson we've known to and grown to love, sweet, funny, laughing. And they did another press conference, and now you're starting to see the Mike Tyson who was frightening. He's not at that level yet. He's not at like 1990s Mike Tyson yet, but... You're starting to see Mike get closer to fight time. And obviously, one of my favorite clips, I'm sure it's his least favorite clip, and I know he's evolved and grown, is this clip. Miles Jordan, play the clip.
Come on down the straight jacket, you punk-ass white boy. Come here and tell me that if I fuck you in your ass, you punk white boy, you faggot. You can't touch me, you're not man enough. I eat your asshole alive, you bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face, fuck you, your ass for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You scared coward. You got man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
That's when Mike Tyson, like you just heard, told the reporter he was going to fuck him and make him his girlfriend. He said he was going to fuck him in the ass until he likes it, which I don't know. That's a lot of fucking in the ass. That is a lot of fucking in the ass. You fuck another man in the ass and until he likes it. And I'm sure Mike hates that clip. I know he's talked about that time in his life and he was nuts. And I am happy that Mike has moved on. But if we can have that same ferocity, that same energy without, you know, threatening another man with, you know, sexual pleasure or displeasure, who am I to judge? It would be great for Jake Paul, because I think at Jake Paul, at a certain point, it's going to be like, uh-oh. And I think Mike Tyson's going to fucking knock out Jake Paul. I know I've said it before. I can tell you one thing. Mike Tyson ain't taking a dive, and Mike Tyson ain't going to just be out there moving around. But the other day at the press conference, one of the reporters was talking to Jake Paul about stop taking gimmick fights. And Jake Paul, who's not an old dummy, he turned it around and he said, are you calling Mike Tyson a gimmick? And this is where I said, part of the old Mike is coming back. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Roses. Play that clip.
When in your career are you going to actually fight a contender in your weight class and not do gimmick fights?
I think he just called Mike Tyson a gimmick.
Mike Tyson's 58 years old, or will be at the time of the fight, yes. So as much as I respect
him?
Mike Tyson
will you
and his...
Why did you just call me again?
I didn't call you anything.
What did you call me?
I didn't call you anything.
And Mike said, what did you call me? What did you call me? And I know the reporter was like, oh no. Because when Mike Tyson has his sights set on you and Mike Tyson is not happy with you, it's not at all a comfortable situation to be in.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand, and he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the
world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So, welcome to 2024. Goodfellas is now deemed culturally inappropriate. AMC, the movie channel, before the screening the other day of Goodfellas, it had a little trigger warning for offensive content that includes cultural stereotypes before Goodfellas. If you're watching Goodfellas, you don't need a trigger warning to come on before. You know what you're getting yourselves into. And none of it is offensive. None of it. Come on, man. It's Goodfellas. Don't embarrass yourself. It actually said this film includes language and or cultural stereotypes that are inconsistent with today's standards of inclusion and tolerance and may offend some viewers. If you get offended by Goodfellas, good. You shouldn't be watching Goodfellas. Go watch another episode of HBO Girls, which, by the way, didn't have anything about inclusion because HBO's Girls with Lena Dunham took place in Brooklyn, and there were only white people in it. I wonder, are they going to put that up there for Girls? Oh, with today's stereotypes and inclusion, Girls, HBO starring Lena Dunham, written by Lena Dunham, it doesn't meet today's stereotypes of inclusion. But this is the world we're living in. It's so much bullshit, top to bottom, left, right, and center, literally everywhere. There's just more bullshit every single day. I could tell you one person who's got more to worry about than just some little pregame trigger warnings is P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Puffy Combs. This fucking guy, I don't know who's advising you, Duke, but unless you've been living under a rock, a very, very disturbing, very, very disgusting video of Puffy and his ex-girlfriend. I had thought they were married at one point. Who the fuck knows? Cassie came out from 2016 with this piece of shit beating her, chasing her down a hotel hallway, grabbing her, kicking her while she's on the ground, and just being a fucking total pile of shit. And then 2 days later, Puff Daddy, who looked like he was on an island somewhere, put out a video saying some apology video. Duke, none of that's going to help you, Duke. Listen, I said this once, I'll say it again. I've heard some stories from some firsthand people who've had firsthand experience with this guy. This guy's a fucking piece of shit, okay? And the beating women and just being a fucking creep cocksucker. Yo, you can make as many face-to-camera videos from Bali or Thailand or wherever the fuck you want. You done, Duke. You could talk about... Miles Jordan, play his, some of his apology. I don't want to hear the whole thing.
It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you got to do that. I was fucked up. I mean, I hit rock bottom. But I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now.
Talking about you was fucked up. Yeah, you was fucked up. You was funked up and you funked up. There ain't no coming back from this, homie. And I'm sure you got to put the pieces together and wrap your mind around where you're at in life, where you're at in society, where you're at to your kids. But you beat, and I'm sure that's not the first and only time he was beating this young woman up. It is, you better hope you don't go to jail. There's no way Puff Daddy's going to jail. He'll kill himself before he goes to jail. But you better hope you don't go to jail, because them motherfuckers in jail, when you get there and you're a fake tough guy, fake hard rock, beating women, that's that Wonder Bread bag and olive oil treatment. That's that Wonder Bread bag and olive oil treatment. That's when you're going to, Miles Jordan, play Mike Tyson again.
Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face. Fuck you, you ass for that. Everybody.
That's when you're going to get that type of shit. You're going to be living with that energy for the rest of your life if you make it to prison. What else is going on? The International Criminal Court, which is really the International Court of Creep Cocksuckers, the International Court of Clowns, issued arrest warrants for Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and the Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant, along with Hamas. Let me tell you something. The internet, I've started to learn about the International Court of Creep Cocksuckers, a.k.a. the International Clown Court. This is like a country club. You pay fees to be a part of the International Court of Creep Cocksuckers. The United States is not part of the International Court of Creep Cocksuckers. Israel's not a part of this bullshit court. Russia, India, China, Indonesia, Turkey, amongst others, are not members of the International Criminal Court. And I know it sounds fancy. It sounds prestigious. It sounds scary. That place is a fucking joke. How dare you compare Israel? How dare you question Israel and Israel's right to defend itself from monster terrorist scumbags like Hamas? How dare you question Israel's right to defend itself when 129 citizens from 22 countries are still being held captivity, and you're doing arrest warrants for Bibi, despite what the fuck anybody might think of Bibi Netanyahu and the entire government of Israel? How fucking dare you? It's a fake decision from a fake fucking Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey circus court. For anybody who's questioned it, this is not about justice. This is simply about payback for Israel being a Jewish state and having the balls, the chutzpah, the belief to stand up for itself, to stand up to itself, to stand up for itself against Hamas, the raping, murderous, arsonist, kidnapping, terrorist organization. How dare these motherfuckers? Fuck the ICC. We refute your judgment. We refute you. Fucking bullshit out here. The International Court of Justice, the UN. Again, sounds real prestigious, the UN. The UN had a moment of silence today. The fucking UN had a moment of silence for that piece of shit, the president of Iran, who died in a helicopter accident the other day. A piece of shit who's responsible for the death of hundreds of thousands of its own citizens. Get the fuck out of here. The UN is a joke. The International Court of Justice is a joke. The Red Cross hasn't seen one of the hostages. Not one. 0.0. The Red Cross, you know, with their ads and their donations, these are money laundering organizations. And I know, trust me, I know you're like, Mike Rapp, you're bugging. Mike Rapp, what are you? I am telling you, the International Criminal Court, the UN, which is 10 minutes from where I live and where I grew up, which I thought was this prestigious safe haven for the world. It's a fucking joke. The president of Iran died in a fucking plane, a helicopter crash the other day. And they're acknowledging this person like he was an upstanding citizen, like he wasn't a fucking monster, murderer, the butcher of Tehran. The butcher of Tehran, Abraham Rossi, good he fucking died in a helicopter crash. I wish the fucking Ayatollah was in there with him. Motherfucker just launched 300 rockets. Let's not forget that this motherfucker launched 300 rockets towards Israel a few weeks ago. And the UN is doing a moment of silence for this piece of shit. This, yo, I'm telling you, yo, when you start to really learn and understand this political shit, it's disgusting. It's disgusting all the way around. Fuck that piece of shit. Fuck the ICC and fuck the UN. I'm done. Finished. I'm out. I came. I saw. I disrupted. I kickity came. I saw. I disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Iggy a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me at it with something real nice. Take me at it with something real life, but most importantly, take me at it with something real fucking sad. I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.